Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, this is Comedian Organic OK. The show today is called Comedian Organic OK. And this show is based on a couple of different community platforms and organic touch. I call it touching. As you put your hands up out of the soil, you touch it, and things are falling between your fingers. That is part of experience that dealing with people. People will waste your time as long as you allow them to waste your time. They will value it. And if you are putting that actual experience into the harvest, those things will just fall between your hands and the actual experience you will have. But listen to me. Understand this. This particular platform that I'm offering is for communities and for other platforms, because people ask me all the time, why you just have other people just be a part of the actual volunteering process so you can get a lot more done and a lot more accomplished, because that is where people do have cleanup days, cleanup moments. I see those things. I see how those things turn out, and it's different ways that it actually does appear to help and give people, kind of like the wind and the cardio within the conditioning of changing the community. It helps. It definitely helps. Within the organic platform, it's just like when you want this dessert that maybe somebody, if you had them go get it, depending on how much you want it, it would be a lot of opposition. You know, even if you paid them, they may be, oh, you got the dessert again, you want this. Now, it's inconvenient for them, but you making their life financially, depending on what you was giving them, you would be helping them. But then people make, because you're getting something that you need, they make it seem that what you're doing is a lot. And that's the same thing. Based on me having the appetite to go clean up, the appetite to go to here, the appetite to go there, it would be a lot of opposition because I have to put things into place. People wouldn't necessarily, you going to do it today? Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, let me know. Okay, I'm doing today. Today you just yeah. Let people know 3 or 4 times. And if you had so many people to call and talk to and do other things, your time would be, pretty much overwhelmed with just calling people, not doing the work. And then you have to have all the extra internal energy to be distracted, almost like it didn't happen. So what they're trying to do is, in a sense, trying to create these bad habits within you, so you, when something is really going on in society, that you have a position, you're already burnt out, like a light bulb. You burnt out, and, if you don't necessarily have these other resources and other options to actually have, alternative setups, then people try to, waste your energy on that. Well, you don't have this in place. See, what you should have had was, you'd have this in place, the people. So what it is, what you're doing is you're picking the wrong day of the week. See, people trying to make all this cross-contaminated fungus that's, killing your internal desires. If you have anywhere you're trying to go to that's always designed on people and, hey, man, you clean up. Hey, did you have permit to volunteer? Now, we know it's people, if you don't know, let's rephrase that, because saying that for all those that know, it's always been somebody in class that know. They had to sit there and hold their thoughts because everybody else know, and maybe they didn't know something. But maybe the desire within them was more desirable than the people that know. So I'm not going to say that. So this is the thing. It's a lot of people in the communities feel that, based on you and how you are as a person in the uniform that's not designed for them to be comfortable, designed for them to keep their propaganda, because there's a lot of propaganda going on in communities that people clean up, and people do things that communities and infrastructure and community kind of toxic setups are put in place for people always controlling the narrative of being, coldness propaganda, this bias set up and use a more of a template of these cultural entities to talk about people. And as long as they're not able to talk about people and the structure's not in place, then it's not nothing for them to, tangible for them to hold on to. Because people just going to cleaning up, and just cleaning up is all they was doing. People should have a peace of mind. If a person or people or groups of people that have been having desire based on the communities that they've been exposed to, they're going out to clean up. Then it's almost like they got these entities where people want to kind of colonize this, as institutionals do, and individuals trying to do this, put this in place so they can get all the credit, make all this cost of time, like pollution. You're making these communities pollution. And it's this kind of things where people don't want to be involved in, especially if you are actually a person who don't have, understanding about how to go about utilizing the community and dealing with people that's hostile and prejudiced and biased and have a very bigot, platform. And you see people, and it's almost like you got to take out a loan. You got to take out an emotional loan and understand all these things that people are throwing at you. And in your mind, you're seeing certain things happen in your, your experience. It's not adding up. If you tell a person that it's based off of understanding people's culture and language and all these things, come on a second. If it's based off of individuality, it was based off collectively, if the harvest, this harvest is food, vegetables, and things that we experience in the soil, okay? And when you're eating the fruits or vegetables, it's this propaganda they're throwing at you. They're telling you, well, you can't eat this kind of fruit. You can't eat this kind of this. Like, everybody trying to get credit, getting credit as being healthy is somebody's, patent right to own for you not to be successful, and for you not to have peace, and it's not about that, because it's been a long time where people had desires and had thoughts and seen things, and people put these kind of blocks up. It's almost like it is a form of bullying, a form of intimidation that people are trying to put into your mind to not actually see these things from a natural standpoint of being organic. And you say, hey, I want to make this in my mind, my internal, because that's a universal spirit. That's universal thoughts is telling you, hey, people trying to put these roadblocks up because you see these things. And they don't necessarily want you to actually have the freedom, and it's all these different types of things, and being organic. This is Comedian Organic OK. This show is called Comedian Organic OK. And we are at 6:12 p.m. And today is the 23rd, Friday. And so this has been brought to my actual attention, and some things that I've, trying to, as we cleaning these things out, so people, regardless where you were in the world, it's experiencing things that you're familiar with certain things based on your actual resources, right? But it's things outside of your resources. It's things outside of your understanding. It's things outside, right? And it's free. It's somebody's out there don't know anything you're talking about. And they got a free design of understanding. And the understanding that they have is to be free. And you sitting here trying to tell them that they should have all, like, you are the spokesman of everybody, because the uniforms and the propaganda, this I would call it more of a machine of this pollution. This is Comedian Organic OK. The show is, you ready to wrap up? We're looking at about 50 seconds for the show to wrap it up. A little bit more, like 52. But anyway, so the show is wrapping up. The show will come back on again next Friday. We're going to be going into it next week. And also, too, this October is International Disabled Awareness Month. And I like to say, for those out there that are dealing with different types of psychological, this is right here, is a disability. People are trying to give people this kind of I cannot be free, I have to be locked in. No, this is the freedom of being healthy, a freedom of being designed. Because I've seen in the 80s, people were trying to act like health was a race, eating good food, eating good vegetables. They made so much toxic connection to all this exploding, you know, this kind of, you know, experience. But this is Comedian Organic OK. The show is called Comedian Organic OK, everybody. I will be talking with you next week. Everybody, stay organic. Understand this experience is an organic approach to working with the community and changing the actual platform. Take care. Everybody have a good weekend.